ever think about what will happen if you lose yourself while pleasing others? In the hustle and bustle of everyday life, what will happen if you lose yourself in trying to be someone else? Hating something but trying to love it at the same time. There are days when you look back and you feel, what the hell happened? When life happens, everything happens together. Everything comes from everywhere. There's opportunities and chances and risks and one decision of yours that has the power to make or break you. When things are constantly buzzing around us, there comes a need to keep going, even when you do not know your destination, even when you never planned the journey the way it is. There's confusion, fears, disappointment, but after all that darkness, there comes light. But are you courageous enough to wait for that light? Do you have the power to love yourself, to believe in yourself, to live for yourself, to take care of yourself before you get lost, to achieve everything you have in mind before it disappears? Do you have the courage to stop and change the path, change the journey, and decide your own destination? This is Honey, your host, and I welcome you once again to my podcast, Finding Yourself. This is the 21st episode of my podcast, and big thank you to all my listeners. If you like my podcast and haven't subscribed to it yet, then please do subscribe. And just remember that your one subscription is a motivation for someone to keep going. You help me live my dream, and someday someone will help you live yours. Today's episode is dedicated to all those who are currently in a state where they feel lost or are in a situation they do not belong. But just know that we all go through that phase. It's like different seasons. We all have our share, just at a different time. Stay tuned. Sometimes the only way to see with clarity is to keep our eyes closed. Because then what you see is what you want to see, what you believe in. But as soon as you open your eyes, you see what you can see. And you do not allow yourself to imagine or see beyond that. Sometimes getting lost along the way is the only way to find yourself back. When you know you are at a place you do not belong, it can consume your reality, and you realize how easy it is to lose yourself, to lose who you are. There can be days when you do not want to do something, but try and do it for one more day. And one day turns into many more days. When you want to start something, but you give yourself one more day to reanalyze things, to rethink about everything. When you delay something for one more day and it turns into many more days and many more months and years, and you look back and you realize, I have come too far now to turn back. It is very easy to get swift away in your everyday life, to keep living the life that others expect you to, because anything apart from the ordinary standards of the world will come with lots of uncertainty and questions and sometimes grief. What makes you you? And when you learn to dive into it and explore it and understand what it is, then that is your gateway to fulfillment. And when you start to practice your authenticity every day and start to learn about your intrinsic qualities, then that can save you from turning into something you are not. Not wanting to let others down because you want to be their source of happiness, completely forgetting that you cannot pour from an empty cup. Looking at all these flashy objects online while scrolling down different pages and how it has the power to make us feel so small, only because we allow that to happen. And we start to question ourselves, our lives, start comparing our lives, and we think that maybe our path was wrong or we must have chosen something wrong. And we try these different other things for that small term validation. But when we stop, we realize that we are actually lost. Lost because you were living someone else's life. But now when you close your eyes in your gut, you know clearly who you are. We allow others to transform us over time. But if we are not aware of what we are, then we will lose who we are. We must be conscious of the fact that we are enough and we are good at being who we are. I am, so are you. But why we keep avoiding telling ourselves that and wait for that external validation, for someone else to tell us that we are good. Why we do not pay our attention towards being the best at who we are. If you're not going to trust yourself, no one else is going to. If you do not believe in yourself, then no one else is going to. You need to take the time out to understand who you are and have to trust yourself to build who you are. To learn about what matters to you. To learn about your beliefs. Learn about what you want to do. What do you want to focus on? Because otherwise it is very easy to get lost in the hustle and bustle of everyday life. And you need to control who you let into your life, what can and cannot affect you. You control and choose people who align with your values. And sure, there will be days you end up doing something you don't want to, be around people you don't want to, but only if that's contributing to something that does matter to you, that you believe in, that leads you to your path. Building something you believe in could be a hard path, but it's very, very necessary to live a happy and a fulfilling life. If you put your emphasis on what lights you up, then it is not just benefiting you, it's benefiting everybody around you and ultimately the whole world. So don't let your own insecurities stop you from your goals. You are enough. We all have something to share, to grow, to nurture. So let's stop being what the world wants us to be and start living for ourselves. Build the foundation we believe in and let us all share our gifts with the world. So the question is, would you allow yourself to that greatness? To put your focus only on things and people who matter the most? To choose the path you believe in? And will you remind yourself every day that if I am not aware of what I am, then I will lose who I am? And that I am much better being at my best. I really hope that you liked this episode, and if you did, please do share it with someone you think might need to hear this today. And if you haven't subscribed to my podcast yet, then please do subscribe. And if you're interested in one-on-one coaching, then feel free to DM me on my Instagram. My link is available in the description. And we can jump on a call and see how we can work together from there. Thank you for your ongoing support. Thank you for taking the time and listening to this episode. I really hope that it had something that you needed today. Thank you.